The Role Less Taken Roulette covers some topics that people may find uncomfortable or disturbing, including drug use, violence, cults, and child endangerment. If these are topics that could make you or anybody who could hear the podcast near you uncomfortable, please check the show notes for additional details and make your decisions accordingly.
I time myself to the rhythm of the band, goddammit.
You gotta jump to the rhythm, jump to the rhythm, jump.
I'm jumping.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Role Less Taken, Roulette. I'm your MC, Mike. I'm the guy that's running everything, and I am so well prepared for this week. There's going to be no lollygagging. There's going to be no asides. We're just going to get right into it. Everyone, introduce yourselves. Go.
Hi, I'm Tom. Don't talk about my colon.
Hi, I'm Megan, and I like to keep talking about my insides inside.
Hi, I'm Graham, and I play Finch.
Hi, I'm Perry. And I like to talk about nothing more than my colon, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
No colon, one non-colon, and then all about the colon, for the record.
Ask me about my movements. I need a shirt. I said that, but it looks like it's a musical joke.
I mean, all about that bass could have been called all about that colon.
Can we talk about my cat's bowels? Because I have to give them probiotics now with every meal.
Is it the powder?
Ooh. That sucks.
Yeah, yep.
We did that.
Did they eat it?
And now the one cat will not eat food without it.
That's good, though.
Oh.
He loves that sweet, sweet poo powder.
Chobani.
All about.
Sponsor us.
Speaking of poo powder.
Chobani for cats.
Jamie Lee Curtis, proud sponsor of The Role Less Taken.
Chobani for cats.
That's right. Wait, is Chobani probiotic? Isn't it Activia or whatever?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, yeah, Activia.
Is the
shit.
Activia is the poop
Either
yogurt.
Danimal, sponsor us.
Greek yogurt. We are alleging that you make people poop.
We'll take any yogurt.
Guys, remember that thing I said about no distractions? We're doing real well.
We do this every time. Anyway.
First,
let's get our shit together, guys.
Yeah, first step. Everyone, roll a d20.
Thanks, Tom.
I picked up what you were putting down. I was there. Oh my god, I rolled high finally.
I lost my dice.
Instant one.
It's a 12.
I rolled a 10.
Ooh.
13.
11.
Does that mean I have to do the recap?
It does.
Oh.
All right.
I got a 19, so yes. Thank God.
So, what happened last time? Well, as the GM, I should know this. And I do. Last time, you, and by you I mean Finch and Roz, were being pursued by what used to be Ivan on a bicycle. And by a bicycle, I mean a bicycle with a motor attached, which is also colloquially known as a motorcycle.
A moped?
I thought you were going to say exit pursued by a member of Bear's gang.
I mean, that's not inaccurate. So, you were pursued and you made it back to the group, and then no one really got their shit wrecked except for the fact that the bikes got mangled because Ivan decided to crash into the bicycle that Finch was hiding behind. Why do I keep calling them bicycles? Motorcycles.
Motor bicycles.
We've retconned the game. They're all just bicycles now.
Yes!
Motorcycles don't exist. We're just in an old-timey bicycle gang.
No,
they're old-timey bicycles with the
yes,
big wheel.
Yes, yes, yes.
The penny farthing.
I like the
tall boys.
I think they should be motorcycles that have been retrofitted with pedals because petrol is now a really expensive resource.
Oh, that would be funny.
And you can only ride them if you have handlebar mustaches and go hup-ho all the time.
I'll duel you, little man.
So after the collision of the motorcycles, Ivan got ragdolled because he went into a crash at a high velocity. And then Ross Roberts, with just a lot of prejudice that I was uncomfortable with, just pumped a lot of iron into the already dead body.
Listen, I need to dispute this a little bit, because you're saying there was a lot of prejudice, whereas, in fact, there was no prejudice whatsoever. There was a distinct absence of any feeling, which is at some point the entire character of Ross Roberts.
Well,
but go on.
If you want to talk about feelings, Bear had some feelings about that and decided to attack Ross with a goddamn crowbar.
She sure did.
That's how you do it.
Right in the kissa.
And then Finch, instead of trying to help the situation, just popped out of existence as he's wont to do.
Well, he was trying to help, but it
didn't
work.
Sure, that's what was happening. Keep telling yourself that. And then
I don't think that has worked yet.
No. It's worked once out of the three times I've used it. I have a 66% fail rate.
Dang.
I know, right? One out of three isn't bad.
66% chance of Graham disappearing from the episode.
During the conflict of Ross and Bear, the Winnebago that everyone was hoping to get into showed up and made its way back into the town of Source. After Lemon was somewhat able to calm everyone down, the gang formulated a plan which amounts to, let's lay in the middle of the road and hope they stop. And that's what we're gonna do in this episode.
You make it sound like a terrible plan when you put it that way.
Episode 8. The gang lays Ross out in the road for dead and try to hail a cab.
Episode 8. Let's lay in the road and hope we don't get run over.
I just imagine every time there's a scheme, the theme from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia plays with like a title card that says the gang does whatever.
Hashtag I do that. And before we jump right into the role play, now that the recap is done, someone leveled up last time. Isn't that right?
Someone did leveled up last time.
Someone did leveled up.
Yes. Someone who...
Special boy in the room.
Yeah. And he is taking... there's one that just gives me an extra plus one to my weird, and I probably need it given my 66% fail rate. So I now have plus three to weird.
You now have plus three.
Oh, it's bringing that shit down to 50%.
All right. And that is Finch's level up. Did anyone else level? I don't believe so.
Nope.
I got two
points to go.
All right. We're keeping the same highlighted stats from last time, which we're not going to go into because that takes forever. And go. Make roleplay happen.
So what we kind of like advanced like the time frame by laying out our plan, right? And that you, I think last time we said they were about 7 hours away or 6 hours away. Sorry. And, how close are we to their, like, estimated arrival?
Close. Like, if you want to do something else beforehand, I'll allow it, because we can get kind of wibbly-wobbly-timey-wimey a little bit.
I just kind of, like, I was just thinking that, like, while Ross is laying on the ground, maybe he could use some weird Motron powers to, make sense of how close they're getting, and then, well, I guess he could just fucking hear him coming.
Yes, you can. You can use your ears for that.
Finch does still have to walk back from the campsite, because that's where he popped back into existence.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's only a 10-minute walk, but he was going to try and take the longest route to get there so that it doesn't look like he's going just straight back to where he came from for the guards who may or may not have spotted him.
Okay.
I have a second weird thought. Let me know if this is possible or not. But I want to see if he could go Inception and just implant the thought of, like, being a good Samaritan and helping a fella they might see on the streets or something like that. Be like, oh, I'm feeling nice today. I'd want to help somebody out if I ran into a stranger in danger.
As someone who has never seen Inception, no.
Aww.
Mike, the top keeps spinning.
Does it?
It just keeps spinning!
It's literally just an hour and a half of a top spinning. That's the entire movie.
I did see the South Park episode that parodied Inception, and I thought it was great, but I have never seen the actual movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
I enjoyed it, actually.
Inception, sponsor us.
Ellen Page is fantastic.
Movie from several years ago. Sponsor our podcast.
Leonardo DiCaprio, sponsor us.
Dear Christopher Nolan.
I think we're all thirsty for sponsors because we've been listening to the Boy Problems.
That's right.
Sponsor us.
We were real thirsty in that one.
Anyone?
And still are.
That's because I just showed up out of nowhere and was just like, sponsor, 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 sponsor. Look at me. I'm almost German. Sponsor.
Spider, spider.
And then I became Russian and then I died.
So for anybody who hasn't caught up on boy problems, that's pretty much what you missed.
Yep.
So Finch walks back to where everybody is, but trying to make it look like he's not going directly there.
Do you want to converse with your party at all?
If we have time, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, he kind of wanders on up to the crew and by way of explanation just says first to you, Mr. Roberts. He goes, Mr. Ross, sorry I couldn't get Bear off of you.
It's okay, little boy. I didn't expect you to do anything of the sort. I just expected you to keep on going along being yourself.
He nods and then he looks at Bear and he goes, Miss Bear, I'm sorry about your friend.
Bear just ignores the statement and is on the ground making dust angels with her body.
She's still high?
And just... I don't think at this point, right?
No.
MC? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, that's worn off. So it's just normal Bear?
Okay.
But she looks at Finch and just says, do you think I look dead enough?
He shrugs. And then finally he looks at Lemon and he goes, Miss Lemon?
Yes, honey.
I'm sorry you didn't get to throw coins at that guy's butt.
What?
Lemon wanted to bounce quarters off of Ivan's
what
ass.
What are you speaking?
Oh!
Things I forgot about.
Coming back to haunt you.
From the mouths of babes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We don't always get what we want in life, honey. That's just life. But thank you for your concern.
He nods.
Also, just so that we're... So I have... I think I have Ross's pistol.
We've been
right?
just trading guns all over the place.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you want to take stock of your weapons and maybe get everything back where it's supposed to be?
Well, so he was gonna use the assault rifle, I think, for now, right?
Yeah.
So he has the assault rifle, I have his pistol because it's what would fit the silencer without making a loud boom. And I am, when the time comes, will be wedged sort of slightly out of sight off the road somewhere where I can hit a tire if I need to. Mm-hmm.
I have a magnum on me too that we took off like a guard or something that we killed while we were still in source.
No, that's mine, honey.
I thought we killed somebody and got one.
No, you found, yeah.
You found another one?
I think you have one of your own, but we killed somebody and got one because I traded you the shotgun for the magnum at one point.
You don't remember who you killed to get that?
Was it, well, it wasn't,
Was it Absinthe?
Absinthe had the magnum, I think.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, she pulled it out of a drawer. That's right. I was like, why did she just have a gun on her? Oh, because we were in a drug dealer's house.
Also, it is the apocalypse. I mean, having a gun on you is, according to most fiction, relatively reasonable.
Safety Town says you can't have any guns, though. They didn't let us
bring any. Post-apocalyptic Safety Town?
I have the mayor of Philadelphia and Safety Town.
Bear took her shotgun back from Finch.
That's a sawn off, correct?
And then I have a knife. Yeah, sawed off shotgun. Mm. I have a knife that I found, I think, in the town. Mm-hmm. I think I got it in the apothecary shop, and then my crowbar.
Oh, and Ross has his Ross knife, of course.
Ross has his
stabbing knife. Stabbing and painting.
Finch has his knife.
It's not really a knife, but yeah, okay.
And also his boomerang.
It's more like a shiv, but
yeah, it's a giant glass shiv. It's great.
Okay. So if you have my assault rifle, that means that I have So you have the other magnum, the assault rifle. I have a magnum, your pistol, a silencer, a shotgun, and a machete.
Sounds like Boomtown to me. Safety Town is a little bit different from Boomtown.
Maybe you should be the new sergeant of arms.
Is there, like, stuff that we can hide behind that's relatively close to the road?
There's, like, cover off the road, like rocks and boulders and stuff. Rocks, of course, are what boulders are mainly composed of. So what I should have said is rocks and rocks. But I just wanted to be
sure. More rocks.
Is there rock and or roll?
Welcome to Earth Science class.
Welcome to the Rock Synonym Podcast. Rocks. Boulders. Plateaus.
Geodes?
Cliffs. Geodes.
Schist.
Igneous.
Igneous? That's just a type of rock.
Shut up. All right.
No one says, look at those igneous over there.
Gary.
I was just going to ask if, so since Bear's trying to look kind of beat the fuck up, if Ross could use some of his paints to help her look a little bit more beat up.
I think that's more up to Bear than it is to the MC.
Let's roleplay it.
So, Ross, noticing that Bear just said to Omega Finch that she's trying to look... was she trying to look beat up or dead?
On the cusp, probably.
Okay. So, like... close to dead, just kind of mentions, would you like a little assistance in looking a little more dead? And I don't mean in a violent manner, I mean in the manner of a little bit of cardamom bread.
What do you have in mind?
Is cardamom bread?
I think it is. Do I have to Google this to make sure? I'm pretty sure I've read cardamom bread somewhere. Click clack, incoming.
Somewhere, someone will at us if it's yellow.
It's pretty red. There is actually such a thing as red cardamom. Hashtag being on top of it. Also, fuck the color police. All right. Have my handy little set of paints over here. Just thinking we might be able to do it with a little bit of a artistic expression and aiding in your little act of seeming to be a little bit closer to death.
All right, but be gentle. I got hurt.
There's no such thing as a harsh painting as long as you're painting with all your soul. Ross takes out his brush and starts working on, like, making it look like Bear's been, like, battered and, like, bloodied. Just doing some of the, like, what you would kind of see on, like, YouTube, like, bruised face makeup tutorial number 87 by Cute Girl 93.
Question, would Ross have any, like, blood on him?
I feel certain.
Yeah, I imagine if someone was getting beaten with a crowbar, they'd probably be a little bloody.
True. Bear finds, like a slightly damp patch of blood on Ross, just slaps it with her hand, and then smacks him in the face with it. I did your makeup, too.
I like the way you think. Sometimes. When it's not thinking about hitting me with things.
End scene.
Yeah. There's just not much more to this.
That's fine.
So, I mean, if Lemon is on one side with a gun, should Finch get on the other side in case the thing goes off-road in that direction so he could run out and stab it? Try and stab one of the wheels with his knife?
I don't know a lot about physics.
That sounds like a terrible idea, but if that's what you want to do, then yes.
Well, he doesn't have a ranged weapon that would puncture tires, so...
I mean, we could give Finch a gun, though he seems reluctant to use them.
I have guns. I have big guns, small guns, loud guns, quiet guns. The quiet gun is for me.
Tall guns, short guns, wiggly guns, fat guns, small guns, thin guns, wide guns, tall guns. Any sort of guns you can guns at Lemon's Gun Emporium.
Come on down. Yeah, I suppose he could also take a gun. That would probably make sense. Set up on the other side and try and shoot out one of the tires. Spread our thing.
He can
put all of our eggs in one basket.
If that's the case, maybe he should have the assault rifle and Ross can, like, lay with the magnum kind of concealed.
Okay.
Because an assault rifle will kind of stick out and he will look less dangerous if he doesn't have an assault rifle on him.
That's probably true.
That is probably true.
Right.
Okay. Finch will do that.
Be careful with that one.
Here you go, little buddy. All you have to do is point it at things you don't like, and then pull this magic button, and they start to turn into a happy little red. Ross just, you see, like, a gleeful smile crack Ross's face.
Is that cardamom red?
Oh, it can be cardamom red, it can be crimson red, it can be, blood red, as a matter of fact.
Well, he's not wrong.
Just don't point it at me, because you like me, right, little buddy?
He sort of slowly points it towards you and then just takes it back.
Don't forget who taught you how to paint in the first place. If that thing's a paintbrush, I'm the master painter.
I've had quite my fill of this unsettling conversation. Lemon's gonna go over and find, like, you know, two rocks like a butt cheek. Like, squeeze in the middle. You brought up butts way before.
Is there just a sign next to this rock formation that just says the cragged ass or something like that?
It was once a roadside attraction before the apocalypse.
Come on, y'all, bring your family down to the cragged ass.
See the world's biggest ass.
The world's most natural ass formation in all of Assazona.
I think my favorite part of this conversation is Mike's look of just, like, shock and disappointment.
No. That was, like, sheer disappointment to me.
Mike's like, where are you taking my game right now? Why are we in Asstown?
Aspen?
Oh! Goddamn, Graham. Internet high five.
Finch is gonna go find a rock that he can conceal himself and the assault rifle behind.
Does it look like an ass?
You cannot, unfortunately, there's only one ass rock formation.
You have to settle for a dick-shaped rock formation.
I was about to ask if there was a dick-shaped rock. What body part-shaped rocks are my options?
Well, there's dick.
There's one that looks like balls, and there's one that looks like two heads next to each other. Sorry. Sorry.
The Role As Taken is a family-friendly podcast.
No, it is very much not.
It has never been and never will be.
Da-da-da-dick jokes.
Maybe one day we'll do a short mini arc where we're family friendly.
We should do one that's like, if we do like a one shot that's should be like completely inappropriate, but we just like censor ourselves the whole way and like replace guns with like squirt guns or something like that.
That would be amazing.
Is there a Zombies Ate My Neighbors RPG? Because that would just work.
I bet there is.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, so sorry.
Hey, gang. Cutting in the middle with a couple of quick announcements. First up, the second part of the Shadows of St. Fleur Monster Hearts one-shot is up. And secondly, we have a promo, which is now out in the wild. And because some folks have been kind enough to run ours, we'll run some of theirs. Here is our first one for Ignorance Was Bliss.
Everybody has a story, and not all of those stories are clear black and white issues, even when we think they are. We wonder, how did this happen? Or what is that like? Or what happens next? Are you sure you really want to know? This is Ignorance Was Bliss at IWB Podcast.
Definitely give Ignorance Was Bliss a shot if you're not sure where to get started. I was on episode 255, and I talked with Kate about immigration and social justice and role-playing a little bit. Or you could check out episode 256, where our promo appears, and Kate talks with Derek from Rolling Misadventures about imposter syndrome. And now back to our show.
So everyone has assumed the position that they want to assume?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Refraining from saying anything further.
Okay. That's gross. So,
it is probably getting close. It's not getting close to. It is dusk now. And you are all in your spots of choice.
Sorry.
I'm just looking at everyone laughing. Like,
no, yeah. I thought of a great idea, but I'm not gonna spoil it. It just has to happen
naturally,
organically
when we get there. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. All right.
For it.
Oh,
so
God.
You hear the sound of an engine getting closer, which means that the vehicle is getting closer. Now, two of you are lying in the road, that's correct?
Yeah.
As the Winnebago pulls up, the road is blocked off by the two wrecked bikes and two people lying in the road. So you hear the squeak of brakes as the Winnebago slows down and comes to a stop because there's no getting through that wreckage. And someone comes out, and you can hear a conversation going on inside, but you can't tell what anyone's saying because you are outside and they are inside. And someone steps out carrying a... Sorry, I was trying to think of a weapon, and I just failed. Carrying a radish. No.
That's not a weapon at all! That's a vegetable!
If it's spicy enough. No. Someone steps out of the Winnebago, and he is carrying a 9mm at his side. He's not really holding it up. He's not primed to shoot. And he comes over, and he's going to check on Bear first.
Oh, boy.
Should we shoot the tires?
Is he, what is he doing? Is he touching me? Is he...
He comes over, and he goes, hey, you all right? Hey. And he kicks you, not hard, but, like, pokes at you with his foot in the ribs.
Bear is just quiet.
Ah. Okay. How about you? And he walks over to Ross.
Ross starts, like, reaching a hand up and groaning like he's, like, mortally wounded.
What, hey, are you with me?
Yeah. Help.
I'm not really qualified for this sort of thing. Do you need... How would you rate your pain on a level of 1 to 10? On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you feel? That's not an answer.
He's, like, trying to hold up, like, all of his fingers, but he's doing it in a manner that looks like he's having a really hard time doing it, despite the fact that he actually is just faking all of this.
Mate, if you're feeling that bad, I might just have to put you out of your misery.
He starts, like, shaking his head.
One of his fingers down.
He puts a whole hand down.
I'm sorry.
It's a five, I swear.
I just had flashbacks to a moment that only Tom will get, but crawl with me.
I'm sorry, it's just easier if I kill you. Oh, crawl with me.
I think your lady friend over there is... kick the bucket.
Ross starts, like, looking at her while he's moaning. Just, like, trying to peek, but, like, straining his neck as though it's very difficult still. Maintaining the illusion.
Is he, facing me?
He's kind of knelt over Ross. I don't quite know how you guys positioned yourselves.
I don't know. I feel like I might be on one side of the wreckage.
Okay.
And Ross on the other. What do you think?
It's up to you. I'll allow it.
That's fine.
Okay. What I want to do is, like, Bear, as this stranger is assessing Ross's injuries and makes the comment about Bear, she kind of, like, picks her head up and does, like, a wink. Like, a very obvious wink at Ross. And then puts her head back down.
Ross resists the urge to roll his eyes. And just continues groaning and doing the distraction-y performance.
He's really hamming it up. Attempt to help you get up. Like, he's going to try and put your arm over his shoulders and get you up to a vertical base.
All right, Ross will accept this and continue the act getting up. Which one is this, by the way, since I have identified Glass, Norm, and Pitt and would know which one it is? Please
this
tell me it's
Pitt.
Norm. Damn
no,
it.
No, it's not. This is Pitt. Sorry.
All right. That's fine.
Can I tap into the weird?
What? You can tap into the weird.
I want to try to see what's happening on the RV.
Okay. Damn, where is your sheet? Why am I blind? Okay. Roll that weird.
Shake that weird.
That was... Where the fuck are my stats?
You have a plus one.
Eight.
Okay, so that's a mixed success. You get a vision of the front of the Winnebago, so you can see someone sitting in the driver's seat, looking very, very impatient. He's like, he's sitting there, he's got both hands on the wheel in like a death grip, and he's just staring straight ahead, presumably at the guy who's outside helping Ross up. But you do not see where the other person is inside.
Okay.
Or if perhaps there's more than one person in the back.
Right, because I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Did we have a signal for when we were actually going to shoot the tires out?
Hell no, you didn't.
No.
No.
I thought the plan was...
Planning's for chump.
I thought the plan was they were going to try something. If it didn't work, I was going to shoot the tires.
Okay.
That's my recollection.
Well, I thought the shooting the tires was if they just kept moving. Like, I thought if they stopped, we were going to, like, take advantage of the situation and storm the RV. But...
Okay.
I feel like I gave this guy, like, a vague Australian accent. I don't know. So...
Very vague.
Yeah.
It's fine.
He's carrying you over towards the Winnebago. He's like, I don't know how much we'll be able to help you up here, but I don't think you're going to be able to get anywhere on your own. What happened?
Crowbar trying to get town hit with crowbar. Tried to take my money.
You got hit by a crowbar. It looks like there was a crash.
It was a crash was here before I got here, and I got hit with the crowbar.
Oh, well, who was hitting you with a crowbar?
The thugs went down, hit me with the crowbar. Water.
Oh. Alright, let's get you on board. We're going to have to move this off the road. And he's going to take you up into the Winnebago.
Sweet. What do we got?
So he,
Ross will just kind of like limp along with him.
I don't think I've ever actually been inside of a Winnebago.
Just like an RV.
Yeah. No, I was in that one when Perry and I made a terrible movie one time, so...
Based on that.
That was a very, yeah. very old one, but yeah.
Find it at...
So yeah, there's someone up front in a driver's seat, and as soon as he pulls you on board, he's like, what are you doing bringing someone up in here? We have places to be, man.
Which one is it?
This is...
Norm?
The other guy, Glass.
Where's Norm?
You haven't seen Norm yet.
That son of a bitch.
Is he in the bathroom?
Taking a shit. Alright. Go on, sorry.
He's actually, like, barring the two of you from entering, and he's asking you, like, what happened.
Crowbar took my money. Hitting the town, punks the crowbar. My head, some water.
Listen, man, no one's come into town, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What? This town? The crowbar? Maybe...
Ross, like, is clearly, like, attempting to appear, like, relatively incoherent. Like, he's doing his best to explain the situation, but in the way that he's talking, it would be pretty obvious that if he got hit in the head with a crowbar, he's not doing a great job of articulating his thoughts and may have a concussion or something. So he's like,
town, maybe not in town. I don't know. My head, water, help, please.
Water help town crowbar.
I don't know where they are.
So Glass doesn't move, and he goes, look, I don't want to seem like a dickhole or anything, but you're not allowed on here. Let's take him over there to that weird ass rock, and we'll give him some water.
Are they both coming with?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to wait until they're about 10 feet clear of the RV.
Okay.
Oh.
And then I'm going to shoot the tires.
From behind the ass rock that they're walking towards?
Yeah.
Okay.
My whole thing is guns.
That's fair.
Okay.
So, you have two of them out of the RV now, right?
Yeah.
I want to coordinate a little bit so that when Lemon would shoot out the tires at the moment of like surprise, Ross would also try to just kind of sweep the leg on the guys that are carrying him.
I will only allow you to sweep the leg on one, but that's fine.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's fine.
Okay.
Or maybe he could just like drop out of like being carried by him and just push them both over. He has two hands. That would make
I'm
sense.
I'm like also at the ready too.
Yeah, Finch is like getting ready to spring out with his giant gun.
Yeah, so the two, well, all of you actually see Ross coming back out of the Winnebago. He never actually got in. They only took him to the door. And then he's being escorted over to the ass rock, and there's another man following behind them.
So there are three,
two.
Or?
Yeah.
Ross, Glass.
Yeah. Ross is being supported by Pitt. He's the guy that came out first to try and help him.
Okay.
And the other guy is the driver that's coming out as well to just oversee the situation.
Okay.
Yep.
Part of me wants to sneak into the RV.
Me too.
And take the keys.
Do it. Do it. Yeah.
Do it.
That's the move.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So who's doing what?
Well, Ross would not act until the gunshots go off.
Okay. So is Lemon going first?
Probably. I mean, presumably they have to be further than 10 feet away from the Winnebago for Bear to sneak on.
Yeah.
So I would probably go first.
Keeping in mind, Ross has told you guys that he saw three people in the vision, one of which is not here. Keeping in mind.
Right.
Right.
That's why Finch is also getting on the thing as soon as he sees Bears going in.
So I would like to shoot.
Okay. Make a hard roll.
Fucking Norm couldn't just fucking come out.
Why do you want Norm so bad?
Because he's the most innocuous sounding of the three.
He's integral to my bit, damn it.
He's the normie.
Six.
Six. Okay, so you stand up to take a shot. And what are you shooting with? Are you shooting with the pistol with the silencer? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
You stand up, and as you attempt to raise your pistol, it gets caught in the ass rock. And you drop it.
Oh, no. So there is no shot then, right?
Nope.
Oh, Ross will just keep going then.
Okay.
Till we get a little bit further along.
So Finch and... Yeah. Are Finch and Bear are running to the thing?
How...
Running into the thing?
Well, I'm not running. I'm going to do a sneaky sneak.
That's true.
So
Finch is also doing a sneaky sneak around the far side of the RV. From the guys.
I'm revising my contingency to, like, launch Ross's pushy plan. To be, if they see Lemon and, like, be like, what's that? Then that's when he would do it now.
Lemon.
Have they seen me?
Mark experience, because you failed a roll.
I have that as a highlight anyway. Ooh, I get to level up. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, you stand up and you scrape your gun against the rock and you drop it. What is your exclamation that you are definitely making, but I'm allowing you to decide what you say?
Oh, biscuits.
That's what I was thinking, shit!
Oh, fucking shit, goddamn Satan's biscuits.
Oh, Satan's biscuits. Sponsorship, Satan's biscuits, right now.
In response, you hear, what the fuck? Is that one of the ones that got after you, man?
Ross just goes, yeah. I think so.
Totally.
Alright, so Pitt's like, alright, well, fucking go get him, man. And Glass starts running towards the ass formation.
I pull out the magnum. I pull out one of my other many guns.
Okay.
And I attempt to shoot him in the legs.
I mean, it's a magnum, so.
I attempt to shoot off his legs.
Okay.
As incapacitating but unfatal as possible is possible to make with a magnum. Can I shoot his foot off at the ankle? How far does your artery go down?
I mean, you're not gonna shoot his foot off with a magnum. It's just gonna hurt a lot, do a lot of damage.
I mean, well, yeah, make your roll.
Hard, right?
Yeah.
8. Wait. Yeah, 8.
All right, so you're taking aim at his lower leg, and you don't hit him in the ankle, but you, like, graze his shin and take a chunk out of his leg, doing 2 harm, and he falls to the ground. He's like, oh, Jesus Christ!
Ross is gonna act like he's trying to help and, like, grab at his gun and start limping forward.
Okay.
But, like, just kind of waiting for the other guy to do something first. But just, like, limping like he's trying to help.
Alright, so Pit goes, oh, fuck! You stay here, man! Just stay here! And he starts running to help his buddy up.
Ross shoots Pit.
Alright. Make a hard roll.
Wow.
Oh, Mike, if I hit... So if I hit all the experience, like, right? But then... That's a highlighted roll. Do I wait? Do I just not mark experience until I level up again?
It rolls over.
Yeah, make a note that you have another experience until you level.
Yeah.
I got a 10.
A 10. Okay. What do you have? A pistol?
Magnum.
Magnum. Okay. Yeah. You blast him in the back, and he's fucking dead, man.
Ross has no qualms about this.
Yep. So, Bear and Finch, you hear some gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
Some very, very loud gunfire. What are you going to do?
Are we inside the bago?
I don't know. Why don't you roll for it?
What am I rolling?
Make a cool roll.
How about...
Cool.
That's 8 plus my cool is 9.
That's a mixed success.
Is cool in my things? No, cool is not.
I got a 12.
Ooh, damn.
Okay, so Finch goes running up into the Winnebago. He makes it, but when he gets there, someone is running up from the back after hearing the gunshots and going, oh, what the hell's going on out there? And who the fuck are you, kid?
I just point the gun at him.
Oh, look at that. Look at that little man over there.
They grow up so fast.
He's going to run. He's so cute. He's going to run forward and attempt to just kick you in the fucking face.
Do I have time to try and shoot?
You can shoot him. You can try and shoot
him. All right. Oh boy, heart is a -1 for me.
He has the advantage of angle, damn it.
He's short. That's a 9. -1 is an 8.
Okay, so you are going to wing him in the arm, and he's going to take... Did I say harm? You're going to wing him in the arm, and he takes 1 harm.
Okay, he takes 1
but
arm.
You also get... Yeah, he takes 1 arm. You get kicked literally in the face. You get knocked to the ground, you drop your gun, and you take 1 harm. But then Bear shows up.
How... Did I see all of this unfold?
Pretty much, yeah.
How big is this guy?
Probably average man-sized, so like 5'8".
Oh, okay. Average man-sized is a sweet name for him.
They play at the gavel all the time.
I gotta add that to my notes for potential band names now.
Bear is watching all of this unfold and just barrels forward at Norm and just shouts, pick on someone your own size and just like try to punch him right in the face.
Okay, make a hard roll.
So that is a 9.
Okay, so he is wearing armor. So you like tackle into him and take him down, and you're like on top of him, but he has not taken any harm.
Okay.
And he is going to reach down to his belt and pull out a knife and attempt to slash at you.
Finch is also going to pull out his knife and attempt to slash at the guy.
Do we, like, how does this work if he's trying to attack me?
Depends what you want to do.
I want to try to avoid being stabbed. That would be cool.
Okay. So
make an avoid being stabbed roll.
Yeah, make an avoid being stabbed roll. It'll be a hard roll.
Hard roll? Okay. That is another 9.
Another 9. So you attempt to roll backwards, like to just get off of him and away from him, and he tries to slash at you, and he does, but you are wearing armor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oui. So yeah, he goes to slash at you, and you can feel the knife, but you don't take any harm from it.
Cool. Aww.
And as you roll backwards, you collide with Finch. So you don't land on your feet, and you also knock Finch over again.
God damn it.
Sorry, bud.
No.
That is less adorable. I'm going to go over. I'm going to start heading over that direction.
You've still got a dude who's not dead yet.
He's on the ground.
He's got butter shoes.
Does he have a gun? Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the guy that's on the ground pulls his pistol out and attempts to shoot at Lemon.
That was my thought, but...
Meanwhile, Ross is marching towards him and is going to just execute him mercilessly.
Don't we want information from these guys?
You haven't shut up about Norm for 6 hours now.
Norm is still in the van. Norm is the one that matters.
He probably
Never.
Knows
He's gonna
nothing.
Be my best friend.
Fucking...
All right. So, Lemon, how are you going to react to being shot at? By the way,
I'm gonna like Neo out of the way. Trying to like jerk out of the way, path of the bullet.
Time slows.
You tried doing it with a hoop skirt.
Well, he rolled a 6, which is a failed roll, so you managed to dodge the bullet. Not in a graceful way, but you still dodge it. And Ross, you're just gonna fucking murk a fool?
Alright, so considering the out of character party advice and recalling that this is our goal that I totally forgot about because Ross just loves murder.
Don't let us stop you.
No, Ross is on board with the plan. I just personally forgot that Ross was on board with the plan and he was just bloodlusting a little bit. So Ross is gonna, I'm trying to think of a way I could do kind of like a disabling maneuver, or like, I mean, I'd like to just kind of like hit him upside the head and knock him out or something like that. If
well, I
could do that,
you can. I was gonna say you can do a seize by force roll, which would be like to take away his weapon.
Yeah,
okay, you can do that. So roll plus hard.
Nine.
Okay, so as you're going towards him, he realizes you're coming for him, and he also attempts to take a shot at you. So choose 2 from this list.
Alright.
You inflict terrible harm, which I don't think you were trying to do, but you suffer little harm, which means that the shot that he took at you will inflict less harm. You take definite and undeniable control of it, or you impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy.
Oh, I just picked 2 of those?
Yep.
Impress and definite control.
Okay. So you're still going to take 1 harm from being shot.
Does my armor mitigate that? Because I have armor.
It would have been 2 harm. So
okay.
1 harm with your armor.
I got
taking into account.
Ross is just getting fucked up every session. That's all right.
So yeah, you seize his firearm. And yeah. So he is impressed, dismayed, and or frightened.
Ross storms up on him, takes a wing to the arm, and with the same arm grabs the gun away from him out of his hands, just says, "You can't paint a masterpiece if you're going to shoot the master."
Unfortunately, my Skype bugged out and I didn't hear what you said.
Oh no! It was a good one-liner.
It was a great
Pete Repeat says, "You can't make a masterpiece if you shoot the master."
All right, so he automatically just puts his hands up, and he's like, "All right, man, all right. You, I don't know what you want, but it doesn't look like you fucking got hit with a crowbar."
I did, in fact, get hit with a crowbar, but it was a friendly dispute.
That's all I had for that. I don't know. I thought that should have went somewhere else, but I love it.
Levin's walking by like, he did in fact get hit with a crowbar. I would argue with him, but it's over now, so it doesn't matter. And she's just like saying this to herself as she walks towards the Winnebago. I hope that man has his will.
So back on the Winnebago, Norm stands up and he's got his knife out in front of him and he's like, okay, I don't know what's going on here, but
did he just surrender?
Okay.
Wait, and he just dropped his knife. Wait, Norm's out of the Winnebago?
He's still in there.
Oh, damn it. All right.
Yep.
What kind of spineless drug dealer, whatever, is he?
Spineless one. He's the spinelessest spineless drug dealer.
I said it myself.
Finch is just going to keep his knife out, though.
All right, so I guess we'll, like, usher them into the... Or we'll usher Glass into the Winnebago.
Uh-huh.
And at, like, gunpoint, and what we can we find something to, like, tie him up and, like, restrain them?
Sure. There's rope or something. Probably hemp.
Sweet. Hemp rope. Hemp rope. Well, I'm going to turn a quarter of the hemp rope into CBD oil, and then I'm going to tie him up with the rest of it.
And then you're going to use the CBD oil and restore to harm.
Yes, exactly. No, immediately upon entering the van, though, and seeing Norm, Ross goes, Norm! Like it's Cheers. Because that's the bit I've been hanging on to for the last 20 minutes when none of the characters was Norm.
Oh boy.
And
he only had one season of Cheers to watch in the blender.
Nevertheless, he's Norm, and then immediately ties Norm up.
Okay, so are you tying up both of the guys?
Lemon oversees.
Yeah, for sure.
As she's been doing for most of the campaign, when she's not busy shooting people in the head.
If anyone would like to help me,
yeah, I'll help.
Finch is sort of standing there with his knife, and at one point, like, if somebody starts to give him trouble, he kind of looks over to Lemon and goes, we only need one of them.
That is correct.
Quick fact check while we're here. They tried to shoot the tires. No one actually shot the tires.
Nope. No one shot the tires.
Ladies and gents, we got ourselves a working vehicular right here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sweet.
Oh, can we assume that Lemon also retrieved her pistol from the butt cheek rocks?
Sure. I'm glad you made note of it, though.
Retrieve the pistol from betwixt the cheeks.
Pulls on a glove.
I would say if we have time while we're going through all this, we would also, like, pick up the body so it's not suspicious and take his belongings from Pitt.
Aw, we don't want to give him a sky funeral? Sky burial?
What's that?
I think we're vultures. Eat the body.
I'm supposed to put it up on a platform for that.
Oh, that sounds awful. I'm a serial killer, and I think that's terrible.
Fine, whatever.
Wait, in character or out of character?
Well, I don't know if serial killer is the right term. Mass murderer?
No, that's it for now. You're the serial killer for the rest of the campaign.
I think the colloquial term for RPGs is murder hobo.
Ross is basically the literal definition of murder hobo, and he's a cult-leading murder hobo. It shouldn't be a thing.
You thought it was going to be Lemon and Bear.
Yeah, I did.
Not for lack of trying.
Just can't get them rolls.
Also, needs information.
Ross, let his impulses be controlled for a little bit to make sure we could get the information we need. Because he almost went super murder on this squad. So anyway, we'll clean up the scene. And with our tied up boys, I guess we should start asking questions.
Yeah, before we begin our interrogation, our conversation... We'll begin nicely. I vote that we take the Winnebago off the road some ways so that we are not seen in
That's
the midst
a good
of
plan.
Our business.
I like that.
I can drive.
Maybe not.
I think Ross should drive. You did a very good job on two wheels. Sugar, honey, which one are you? Sugar? No, honey. I have it written down.
I'm sugar.
Checked in a couple of episodes.
Finch is honey.
I'm
you're sugar.
Plum.
He's Plum. Plum.
Yes,
Professor.
Let Plum drive.
All right. Okay. All right.
He's earned himself a little relaxing time behind the wheel.
Yeah, why don't you? He just like picks up Finch and puts him in his lap while he gets behind the wheel. Put.
He's not that small.
I was gonna say I don't think Finch is that small.
Ross still treats him like he's that small. He doesn't care. Put your hands at 10 and 2. There you go.
Please, someone illustrate that.
Yeah, and we'll just guide it on over here. What's the landscape like right now? Is it just like a rocky desert?
Arid wasteland.
Into the lovely Sandy Amarillo. We'll just have a nice little coast off into the wastelands where no one will ever find our friends back here should they decide to mouth off or try to resist us.
I'm pretty sure also that's the name of an old StarCraft 2 map, so fuck.
Arid Wastelands? Well, Arid Wastelands is a generic description. It's fine.
The desert, yeah. It's a desert basin. God damn it, Blizzard, get off my nuts for 30 seconds.
It's a big game, Hunters. I mean,
we already got the cease and desist letter.
While we're driving, Lemon's in the back like, are you individuals civilized? Is there any tea on this contraption?
There might be. I don't know, look in the cabinets.
I will do so. Bet, will you keep an eye on the children?
Which one?
The tied up
ones. No. Which eye?
Oh, both eyes, if you can spare them.
Oh, okay.
Well,
got it.
That's a quote from something. Lemon's gonna look for tea.
Bear pulls out the crowbar.
The crowbar. It is now
the crowbar. And just does that thing where, like, one hand is empty and just, like, just keeps, like, swinging the crowbar into her hand.
Oh, yes.
The enforcer move.
Yes, yeah.
The crowbar that is still covered in Ross's blood.
Yep.
So as you're standing menacingly over tea. Them, Bear. Yes, Lemon, you do find some tea.
Oh, excellent.
It's oolong.
She doesn't have to make a roll for it?
Ooh.
For those that can't see, Perry was pantomiming, picking out tea actions in cabinets in the air. And it was a wonderful moment, and I don't want you to miss that.
Yeah.
Lemon will boil some water, make some tea for everybody.
And there is an inordinate amount of sugar in the cabinets for some reason.
Is it but... sugar?
No, it's
or
sugar.
Is it crack?
No, it's sugar. Why don't you take a little taste and find out?
I wonder if it's an ingredient.
My God.
Pinky.
My God, they're not drug dealers at all. They're candy dealers.
So, Bear, as you're standing over the two gentlemen menacingly, one of them is still bleeding pretty badly from his leg, unless you bother to patch that up. But,
no.
Okay. Yeah, so Norm goes, hey, I can probably guess what's going on here, but could you please tell me what's going on here?
Oh, I would love to hear you guess first. I want to know what I'm dealing with. Show me those wits.
You're fucking stealing our stuff.
Be more specific, if you
You're
please.
Stealing our drugs.
Be more specific yet still.
Smaller.
You're drinking our tea?
Yes, I've made the both of you a cup to share between you. I will administer it as I feel that you have earned it.
But you're stealing our drugs, right?
Lemon, like, looks around, just like at the ragtag bunch of totally beat to shit people.
We really commit to the part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
We will certainly be leaving. With the drugs, but that is not all we are here for.
Okay, so I guess some of it. Are you going to tell me the entire story?
You don't need to know the whole story.
Fuck.
You must have insatiable curiosity. Some tea. Have some tea for that. And she gives him a little sip of tea.
You pour, like, scalding hot tea onto his mouth area, and he's like, son of a bitch!
That's right. It was the Chinese tea torture all along.
We're looking for the recipe.
Okay. So if I tell you the recipe, will you let me go?
Are you the cooks? Well, that if you're going to tell it to me and not present me with a bona fide document that makes things a little bit more complicated, I'm going to have to make sure that it's the genuine article, which means you're going to have to stay with us for a little while.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Hey, Lemon.
What about your
friend? Fuck him.
Yes, Sugar?
We need a cook.
We do need a cook. That's very true. Are you saying that... Can you cook?
Oh, shit. Yeah, man.
Oh, God. It's Jesse from Breaking Bad.
I put a little chili pea in it, bitch.
No! The chili pea is shit!
Let me ask you an additional question that has almost nothing to do with what I'm sure you're anticipating. How are your biscuits?
Is that like a euphemism for my testicles?
No, sweetie. Did your grandmother not make you biscuits? You must have spent some time in the kitchen.
I would go to the inn for biscuits sometimes, yeah. I don't know how to make them, though.
That is a shame. What does your friend do?
It looks like he just bleeds all over the place, and the other guy is, like, half conscious from his leg bleeding
out.
Is
he worth saving?
Is he what now?
Is he worth saving?
Well,
does he have skills which will be of use to me?
I think my skills are enough to pay the bills.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's a little cold-blooded.
You're a shitty friend.
How do you feel about that?
Did you see what that guy who's driving did out there?
Do you see what I did to him?
Don't make fun of my accountant.
That's right. The organizational ruse we used to get into Source is somehow still in play in Lemon's head.
He just counts better with bullets, that's all. So your friend does not have any particular skills?
Anything he can do, I can do better.
I can do anything better than him.
I will believe you if you sing that for me.
I don't actually know how it goes. I can do anything better than you. Sorry.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
How far gone is the other guy?
He's not really conscious. He's like in a semi-coherent state.
I think we kill the other one.
We can put it to a vote.
Ross,
hands up.
Ross just kind of looks back while we're saying this. He's like, I can keep him up if we need to keep him up, and I think we should. I think it's the proper humane thing to do. He didn't do anything but try to be kind to me. Well, to be honest with you, I just appreciate a little dab of friendliness in this unkind palate of a world we live in.
Okay, that's one to kill.
That was one to
that's
save.
That's one to
man.
Save. No, Bear said kill. One to kill, one to save.
Well, I was saying that. Let me clarify. I say we kill the one that's doing all the talking.
Wait, do I get to vote?
No, you do not, Sugar. I say we wake up. Let's help the other one, wake him up, see what he says.
Have we
driven?
Because
we don't have a cook, as you pointed out.
Can I ask a question quick? Sorry. How respected and okay are we in, like, roulette that, like, if we showed up in a stolen Winnebago with two captives, would people not like that, or is that just fine?
Well...
I am.
Lemon's not from roulette.
I am not known there at all. I don't know what I can get away with.
Bear's gang would probably be like pumped as fuck to be like, hell yeah. Finch doesn't really have like any real connection to roulette. Like people have seen him around, but yep. They'd be like, huh, that's weird. Why does that kid have a Winnebago? And as for you,
it's a fair
that's
reaction.
An enterprising little kid, my God.
He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I feel like you're not that well known there either.
I have an entire cult that operates out of there, sir.
Okay, so, I mean, your cult would probably be, like, fairly ambivalent towards it. And between your cult and Bear's gang, that's probably like half the population of the town.
So
would Coco be pissed?
Who the devil is Coco?
Coco deny us her sweet, sweet puffs. That's the question.
If that's a weird...
Oh, boy.
I know what you were going for, but man, that sounds inappropriate.
That's okay.
If she knew what you were planning on using it for, probably yes.
Okay.
What she don't know won't hoid up. So anyway, I'm just planning for... We're kind of in the desert right now.
Do we need another...
But we might as well just start heading towards Roulette, if it's okay.
Yeah.
So, while we're...
Do we need another destination?
Sorry?
Do we need another destination, or are we comfortable with Roulette?
I think Roulette makes sense. We were just stopped for a moment, so I wanted to consider all the possibilities and make sure we were going in the right direction now. I'm not sure about the supplies that we'll need to accomplish what we're endeavoring to accomplish, but I think it should be a safe base of operations with between the happy little people and Bear's squad. I don't know. Do you have a name for your folks, Bear?
The Vultures.
The Vultures, yes. I'm sorry. I hope you didn't take any offense. My noggin certainly can't take another knocking from the crowbar if you did. What I'd like to suggest, since we have a moment here right now, and we're putting a kill not kill to a vote, is that maybe we go back home, put these folks in a cozy little place, and maybe sleep on it for a moment while we decide and evaluate our options. And well, we've got one fellow who can't talk for himself, so if we at least get him into a position where he can, then maybe his words will paint a new little picture for us all to see and think about, instead of just the one-sided version we're hearing from, well, our chatty little friend over here. Ross just smiles at him.
Which one is the chatty one, by the way? Is it
Norm?
Norm!
For once, I agree with the weirdo.
All right. Can Lemon find something in the Winnebago that would serve as a tourniquet?
Well,
there's rope.
Before we get there, I have my power, and I was going to suggest using that on him, because I just have, like, the lay hands power thing.
But you are driving.
You're driving the ship.
No, we stopped. We parked in the desert before we moved on. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought we were trundling along. Okay.
That's why I wanted to do it now. Is everyone cool with that? So Ross will just kind of like approach him and just be like, now I can just address your wounds here real quick, and we'll make sure you don't bleed out all over this nice, pretty little vehicle that you, so kindly turned over.
Can I ask about the upholstery in this particular Winnebago?
Thick shag? Eh?
Floral patterns.
Make a roll first, please.
Make a roll for thick shag?
No, make your healing touch roll.
Do you remember what that uses? Because I don't offhand.
Weird.
Sweet.
Yeah. Paisley.
That is a 11.
Okay, yeah, so you heal one segment, which basically means that, like, through the magical ethereal powers of whatever the fuck, you see his wound scab over.
Can Finch search the Winnebago for anything useful, but if he can find the recipe, that'd be pretty cool.
Sure. Make a... hang on. I'm pretty sure it's a sharp roll, but let me just make sure.
While we're doing this, Ross will just pat the guy, like, on the shoulder, like, just a happy little, like, oh, good job, buddy.
Yeah, it's a sharp roll.
That would be a 4, so Finch finds shit.
Literal shit in the toilet.
Again, there's just an inordinate amount of sugar on this Winnebago, for whatever reason.
I'm thinking sugar is part of the process.
Well, I mark experience.
By the way, the upholstery in this Winnebago is it's like orange, brown, and yellow. It's like the 70s Astros colors. I don't know if anyone knows what those looks like. What those look like? You can Google them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Groovy.
So everyone, you want to take everything back to Roulette?
That would be my plan.
Yeah, I think that sounds like the best option, at least for now.
So as you're on your way back to Roulette in your vehicle, you happen to pass by Bear's gang, who is heading in the opposite direction on word from Crunch.
Shit. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Should we, like, stop and
flag him down?
Hail them?
Yeah, I would like to
stick your head out the window.
Okay.
To have them follow us back.
And you also see a lone man walking on the side of the road.
Can we at least let him in the RV?
We'll pull over. Ross will explicitly pull over, almost like a madman, and then throw open the door, and he just says, "Dwayne, you son of a bitch, you've been walking at a frantic, hectic pace all this whole time. I sure do appreciate it. Get on in here, you wonderful human being, you."
He just hugs you, tears in his eyes. He's like, "Oh, thank God, man."
Ross like gives him some water out of like a canteen. "Drink up, brother. It's the nectar of life. You need to be able to paint everything that your happy little heart sees."
Finch has been gnawing on his fruitcake, and he also offers that guy like a hunk of fruitcake that he's cut off with his knife.
And we do have tea if you are craving civilization.
Wait, you're offering it to the guy who's tied up? Is that what you said? Or I'm sorry.
No, to the new guy.
Oh, to the new guy.
To Dwayne.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm offering the fruitcake to Dwayne as well.
He gladly takes some fruitcake. Yes.
Benevolent.
Hold on. I need to retcon some of this. Because I was looking at my notes wrong. That dude's name is not Dwayne. That dude's name is Clive. Dwayne is the name of the guy I converted in the town.
All right.
My bad.
Yes. Benevolent MC.
Uh-huh.
Because I keep forgetting about the other party member that was with us, Warren, can we just pretend that he took the remaining bike that was still intact and, like, followed along
that
with us?
Sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Warren was too distraught over the death of Ivan to help out with the...
Yeah.
Would it be easy to replace your bikes, or should you send a couple of dudes to go pick up the wreckage of the bikes?
That's what I was going to do as well. Okay. Like, once we got settled and back to town, I was going to send some people out, maybe, potentially. I don't know, there are fucking weird things out there in the desert. Maybe I won't.
They may at all come back as
maybe
human.
Maybe I won't do any of that shit.
Boomin' goomin'.
So... I think we'll probably end it here, because next session is going to be really fun. And the fun part is we're not going to play for like a month, because I won't be around. But I have got some great ideas and things to work on.
Ooh, boy.
I'm scared.
Whoever rolls low on the recap for the next episode is
hopefully
screwed.
It'll be Megan.
And it's going to be me!
Yep.
That's always me.
Why me?
Because you're the one editing, so you'll hopefully have a better memory having edited the previous episode. Okay.
Oh, I'm not doing any of that.
All right, cool. Everyone. So next time when we come back, things might be a little different, but you'll find out all about that next time on The Role Less Taken.
I'm scared.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. Excited. Finch is going back in his home turf, so he's gonna do some stuff. In his spot.
I sense the glee of a malignant dignity.
Yeah.
I mean, deity.
So the next time you hear us, dear listeners, it'll be a week for you and a month for us.
Hey there. On behalf of the cast, me, Graham, Perry, Megan, Mike, and Tom, thanks for listening to another episode of The Role Less Taken. You can follow us on our various social media platforms, Instagram at The Role Less Taken, Twitter at Role Less Taken, we can fit the, and on Facebook at The Role Less Taken. Please tell your friends about us and leave a review on your favorite pod platform. That actually really helps us out. Join us again next week as it continues to just go off the rails.